Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, November 14th. And Mr. President, it is the 11th month, the heart of the college football season, and an exciting weekend in Stillwater as the Mountaineers of West Virginia came calling. A great outcome gets the Pokes Bowl eligible.
It was great indeed, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of nice people from West Virginia came to the game. I think they were impressed with the hospitality. We were impressed with their friendliness and we welcome to the Big 12. And, of course, we had their Mountaineer running around with that shotgun and Pete running around with his six-shooter. So we had quite a lot of excitement. I think the biggest excitement, in addition to the win, was the OSU marching band for two reasons. One is they were in their new uniforms, which have a white top and a orange bottom, a brightest orange color bottom, and then white cowboy hats, which were designed by Shorty's Hattery there in the Oklahoma City Stockyards. But they just looked great. But what was equally great was their performance. Doug Henderson is the head of our band and does a tremendous job. He's recruited a lot of students to the band. We now have over 300 members, which is the largest in school history. They will cover up a football field. But the whole tribute to our veterans was absolutely magnificent. I was so proud of the band, and they looked so great. A couple of them had the wind, that 35-mile-an-hour wind, blow their hats off. But they got in the shape of a tank with the wheels, the tracks moving, and a jet. And it was just terrific. And, of course, we had a flyover, which even made it more thrilling.
And President Hargis, let's turn to creativity. Oklahoma City hosted the 2012 version of the State of Creativity Forum, and that was on Tuesday. As one of the leaders in the establishment of this event, Burns, how is it making a difference for Oklahoma?
Well, you're right. I was the original chairman of the Oklahoma Creativity Project, and this is our third annual State of Creativity Forum. The fact of the matter is that everybody's creative. We tend to categorize it and put it in a box of the arts, but it's really everything that people do. And we need to be more creative in Oklahoma. We're not going to spend our way to the top. Creativity is what's going to get us there. And so we bring in at these various creativity forums people from every walk of life you can imagine. They are people from abroad as well as all over the United States, and they talk about taking creative ideas and turning them into reality. I always use the MAPS program in Oklahoma City as a great example of a creative idea that is turned into and yielded benefits that we never imagined. I'm sure Ron Norick, who was the mayor at the time, never really imagined that we would have the Olympic rowing training site on the Oklahoma River that we used to mow. And so that's what happens with creative ideas. They start out as one thing, but then they attract other things. And so we simply want to have a day where we explore all these ideas and try to adapt them to our state.
And finally, OSU baseball star Robin Ventura returns to campus this week.
One great guy. Robin Ventura still holds the NCAA record hitting streak of 58 games. He got his first job at managing in the big leagues this year with the Chicago White Sox, and they were in first place for most of the season before they just missed the playoffs. But he does. He headlines a fundraiser for the Friends of the OSU Library. You know, Robin's daughter is here at OSU. He will share his thoughts on his career and his first season as manager, which ought to be fascinating. You know, he had a great pro career, and he is a member of the College Baseball Hall of Fame. And he's such a wonderful person. He's a tremendous ambassador for our university.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.